Welcome to the Association for Talent Development's podcast series. For more information about the Association for Talent Development, please visit our website at www.td.org. This is a feature article on page 48 of the May 2017 issue of TD Magazine, Account Planning for Sales by Mark Donolo. Long-term success begins with a plan. 3 years ago, Andrews Distributing, one of the largest beer distributors in the United States, began following a structured account planning process. It collected large amounts of data about its customers' buying habits, and based on what was learned, changed its sales coverage model. That year, says Mike Barnes, executive vice president, the company had 12 consecutive months of share growth, a first for Andrews. We're now in our third year, and as we have improved in account planning, we've seen our market share grow, Barnes explains. The company is now in its 34th consecutive month of share growth, which is virtually unheard of in its industry. Account planning is a critical practice for high-performing sales organizations, but most sales organizations would prefer to skip planning and go straight to working with customers. Sales operations, coaches, and trainers play a vital role in establishing an account planning process, ensuring it's well understood and supporting the sales organization with information to keep the practice alive year after year. All sales organizations can leverage these three key steps on their path to long-term account planning success and more predictable revenue growth. Use the right structure, set an effective goal, and create the habits. Use the right structure. Account plans vary in length from one page to more than 50. A longer plan isn't necessarily a better plan. The best plan is clear and includes enough detail to describe the strategy. Sales enablement teams can help determine the best account plan structure that will develop current customers, whether large strategic accounts or transactional accounts, and win new customers. No matter the length of the document, each account plan should touch on the six components listed below, which encompasses a best practices account plan for any organization. Determine the level of detail that works best for your culture and bandwidth, remembering that time spent gathering insight and planning specific actions saves time in the field. Profile and position. Develop an overview of the account and the strengths and weaknesses of the relationships. Answer the question, where are we now? The profile and position should include sections describing your history with the account, the addressable market for your product within that customer's organization, the competitive landscape, the customer's financial performance, and a classic analysis of your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats with this customer. Needs mapping and alignments. Describe your understanding of the customer needs and the organizational alignments of your team to the account. This section answers the question, who are the buyers and how do we align? It might include a summary of the customer's needs and your account team, including sales, sales support, operations, customer service, and marketing. Goals and strategy. Explain your overall objectives for the account and how you will get to your goal. It answers the question, what are our objectives and what's our overall direction to achieve them? It includes the goal build that takes the overall growth objective for the account and builds up the components of how the team's going to reach that objective. Action plan. Take each component of the goal build and develop a tactical plan to achieve the goal. It answers the question, what is our plan to achieve each opportunity? For each opportunity identified in the goal build, the action plan includes the challenge the customer is trying to address and a summary of your strategy, key steps, timing, and accountabilities. Team support. Describe how your organization needs to come together across functions to support the account plan. It answers the question, what internal commitments do we need? It includes key external dependencies for the strategy. These may be factors such as market conditions, client conditions, and political environmental conditions that are out of your control. It also includes the internal dependencies for the strategy across functions, for example, delivery, innovation, marketing, finance, legal, and HR. Performance dashboard. This dashboard sets milestones and tracks your progress to those milestones. It also helps identify any adjustments that need to be made. It answers the questions, how have we performed? and how should we adjust? Set the goal. Once you've established the structure for the plan, you'll need to know the goal. At the heart of every account plan is a number, a revenue amount upon which its success or failure hangs. The CEO and chief sales officer set a revenue goal for the company, and that number is allocated down throughout the sales organization and eventually to individual accounts. Ideally, the revenue goal takes market potential into consideration, and not just hopes and dreams, because it's the ultimate job of the account team to win the business and meet the goal. As part of the account planning sessions, sales enablement can help the account team realize how it will achieve its revenue goal with a simple half-day exercise. As a team, understand whether the revenue is retained, developed, or new revenue for that account. For example, if your goal is $100,000 for an account, but you already have $50,000 booked from last year, you're starting with $50,000 retained revenue. You now need to find $50,000 more. This could come from selling more to your current buyer or finding a new buyer within that company to purchase your product or service. Understand the value of the pipeline opportunities to achieve the account's revenue goal. You'll want to have at least 2.5 times that amount in the pipeline. Standard best practices say pipelines always should have between 2.5 and 3 times the revenue goal because, unfortunately, not all opportunities become closed sales. So continuing the example above, if you need to sell $50,000 to meet your goal, you'll want to identify $125,000 in pipeline opportunities. While having this number of opportunities doesn't guarantee you'll meet your goal, it helps avoid the panic and scramble when opportunities drop out. List known opportunities, the offer, the buyer, and the value. When you've determined the value you must have in your pipeline, start listing opportunities. Begin with the ones that are already in the works or the low-hanging fruit. Brainstorm with the account team for other possible opportunities. Do this until the pipeline value has reached the goal. This is one of the most beneficial parts of the day. Go through each business unit, division, and department of the account and each of the potential buyers you know. Buyer by buyer, ask, what do they need? At the end of this round, ask one more question. What really big opportunities worth at least $50,000 or $100,000 each have we not yet thought of, or that we may not feel ready to put down on paper? Add those in, and you should be at $125,000 or more. Create the habits. Effective account plans aren't a one-time event. To work, account plans have to be reviewed, followed, and updated regularly. Below are 3 habits to get the account planning cycle off the ground. Think before you plan. Account planning is not about filling in the boxes. It's about solving problems for the account. It's important for account teams to understand this. The thinking facilitated by the account plan is what helps the plan grow. If you're jumping into your account planning tools and templates and haven't gone through the steps of asking the right questions about the account with your team, you're getting ahead of yourself. In each section, there are opportunities for real thinking. Motivate and reward teams. Salespeople need to be motivated to make account planning a habit. Some of the best motivators include incentive pay tied to account plans, recognition and reward programs, spotlighting the connection between winning deals and following an account plan, and spotlighting the connection between customer satisfaction and following an account plan. Initially, the team can be motivated through leaders. Leadership provides the direction for where they're going and sets the expectation that everyone is going to participate. This type of directive is necessary for the beginning of the program and at certain checkpoints throughout the year. But constant direction from leadership can only last so long. Inevitably, resistors will try to slow the momentum. Sales leaders and sales enablers have to tie account planning to one or more motivating factors. The salespeople have to see success, whether their own financial success, being recognized as a leader, or becoming a trusted advisor to the client, connected to account planning in one or more of these areas. By helping to get the program started, sales enablers will create success in the form of increased connections with the customer, increased visibility to the customer's problems and competitors working with them, and eventually increased wins. Wins are the type of reward that motivates the team to stick with account planning. And when salespeople start to see those rewards, they can then start to create the habit of such planning. Establish the cycle. Ideally, account planning will fit within a company's strategic planning cycle. For a company in a fiscal year, it probably needs to start in the third quarter to allow enough cycle time to develop the plan while people continue their day jobs. You don't want account planning to become a fire drill or a process you have to shortcut. A good account planning cycle will include an annual kickoff meeting and some homework, often the first three sections of the account plan, before the account planning meeting. The purpose of this homework is to enable everyone to review what you already know about the past and present status of the customer. This will shift the focus of the account planning meeting to discussions about strategy, opportunities, and action items, forward-thinking account planning, rather than what was or was not done last year. After the pre-work, the cycle should include an account planning meeting, in person when at all possible, the finalization of the plan, and a presentation to leadership. When leadership approves the plan, management should hold the account team responsible for its action items, referring to and updating the plan throughout the year as necessary. Then, in the new year, the account plan is refreshed and the cycle begins again. Account plans provide a structure to determine what's important and what's not when pursuing customers. As competition in markets increases, account plans become critical to reaching goals and achieving growth. As you enable the sales teams to create an account planning process, continue to emphasize that account planning isn't about the document. It's about the client needs, the innovative ideas to meet those needs, a committed plan to address those needs, and the discipline of ownership and execution from the team. The document merely contains all of the hard work. It will continue to evolve as the teams achieve success. The proceeding has been excerpted from TD Magazine, a monthly publication of the Association for Talent Development. For more information, please visit our website at www.td.org. TD's editor is Paula Ketter. TD's managing editor is Vanessa St. Gerard. Music by Incompetech.com. And I'm your host, Vanessa St. Gerard.